Occasionally, people can come out with the most unexpected responses to a situation. I know a rather eccentric old lady who, a few years ago, owned a very small cat with a strong will of its own. The cat was often, accidentally on purpose, getting lost in the large garden at the rear of the house. If truth be known, the artful Moggy would dig in behind the flower beds at around 7 p.m. in an attempt to gain a little while longer outside on summer evenings. It would then wait for me to go and play hide-and-seek and entice her back indoors. However, it often seemed that to the old lady, watching from the window, this game was a serious rescue mission to save the animal from the evil dangers of the garden at dusk. One particular evening the cat had given in, as she always did, and had succumbed to a piece of cheddar cheese. She seemed to enjoy me carrying her back in the house as much as our romp around the flower beds. A look of relief spread over the old lady's concerned face as I brought the cat into her room. I closed the door, trapping Moggy in safe security and dispelling any faint hope of wild night-time rambles that she may have had. The threat of the garden's awful lurking demons, increasing as the sunlight dwindled, was a fascination to the lady. "Come and have a look out the window," she suddenly said, with the cat nestling in her arms. "The little people have moved up into the summer-house," she continued. "Look," she pointed. "If you look over there, you can see where they force their way through the hedge." I didn't quite know how to respond. There was a little hole just discernible in the hedge, probably a well-used fox's path. But little people? "I'm not sure if I believe in little people," I said hesitantly. Noticing a look of slight dismay, I continued, "But some people do, don't they? I don't really believe in them myself." There was silence for a minute. Then the old lady slowly turned to me with a glint in her eye. "No, but it's good fun, isn't it?" she said.